This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I am your host today, Kim Walker. Brian is MIA. Actually, he's out in his shoffice, the shop office, and I am taking over the podcast today with you. This episode, currently I'm calling it the Big, Beautiful, Impactful Email. Before I dig in to this email, let me pause and give our sponsors a shout out.
This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss, shop management software that works the way you need it to right out of the box. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com.
Okay, so I realized that I said big, beautiful email. That's not what I meant to say. That just rolled off my tongue. Maybe I will name the podcast that was this episode. But here's the deal, y'all. I got an email, and I want to tell you about the email because it was perfection. I didn't buy anything because I've already bought from this company, but I'll explain that as we go. And ironically, we just had our Playing with the Pros event not too long ago when the shops that were there did their presentations at the end about what they plan to do in 2026. Email was something that I heard more than I thought I was going to. So, you know, I don't know if it's kind of coming back with some shops or what. It feels like lots of people have taken break from email marketing, even though it's built into their CRM and it's so easy to use. But I was personally very happy to hear that some shops were pulling that back into their marketing plan for next year. And we didn't even do a big push. We didn't even do a big talk or a big focus on, hey, y'all should be doing email. But with that said, they are going to do that. Let me just tell you, this email came, today is November 12th when I'm recording this. And this email came to my inbox on November 6th last week. It is from a company named Mission Mercantile. And here's the thing. I did not know this company until I went on a search for the perfect leather backpack. I don't know if it's because I am a horse girl, even though I don't have any horses. I just love and am infatuated with them. And maybe I'm a cowgirl at heart in the closet. I don't know. But last year, I said, or maybe it was this year. I think it was this year. It was in February of this year. I was like, you know what? I'm a grown up now and I want a grown up backpack that I use because I travel all the time and I wanted something really nice. And I'm one of those, like, I love the smell of leather and I wanted something that was not cheap or going to fall apart, something that would last. And I'd already been through several backpacks and it's like every time I got one, I'm like, well, I wish it had this or I wish it had this. So I knew exactly what I was looking for. I just didn't know where to find it. I went on this mad search and you know exactly what happened. I started with a Google search for premium leather backpack or high quality leather backpack or something like that. Y'all, I mean, I own a marketing agency, so I know what's going to happen. I intentionally did not buy for about a week or two because I knew that when I started visiting these websites where these companies sell these amazing leather backpacks that I was going to start getting ads and I would start learning about new company or not new, but new to me companies that I'd never heard of before. That's exactly what happened. So I went and I visited a couple of different websites. Well, immediately I started getting ads on Facebook, ads on Instagram. They were just hitting me and that was my research. Well, I chose a company called Mission Mercantile. And I believe that I have brought several other people along with me. I know for sure that Joe Schindler, and I know he's listening to this podcast, but I know that Joe bought something from them. My real first go-to was Holtz Leather. I'm a huge fan of Holtz Leather. So big, such a big fan of Holtz Leather. But I wasn't crazy about their specific leather backpack. And before anybody starts going to Holtz Leather or Mission Mercantile, let me tell you that I was expecting to spend good money on this leather backpack. So before anybody comes in my Facebook Messenger and says, "Oh, you bougie," you know what? For my leather backpack, I am. I did spend good money on that, but that was the whole point. I wanted something high quality. Well, November 6th, last week, by the way, I bought the backpack back in February. Loved it. Love it still. But I do want to say that one of the little snap things broke. Do you know that I shipped it back to them? They repaired it and shipped it back to me. Their customer service was outstanding. Now, I wasn't happy that the thing broke right after I got it, but they handled it. They did a great job of taking care of it. So I'm a huge fan of Mission Mercantile. Well, anyway, November 6th last week at 7:36 a.m. Central Time Zone, an email hit my inbox. And get this, I didn't see the email. All I saw was the subject line and the from. And it said, "From Mission Mercantile." So I immediately, yep, I know them. I like them. I trust them. And then the subject line says, "Not cheap, dot, dot, dot." And then the next, I forget what that next little section is called, like the, not a preview. I'm just looking at the title or the subject line, but the next little line says, "But worth every penny." Well, guess what? Kim's like, "Click, open, let me see. What are we talking about?" Y'all, I'm going to take you through this email because I hope that I inspire some shop owner, some marketer to think about what you're doing with your emails. Even if people are not clicking on your email and opening it, guess what? They still use your name, still shows up in their inbox. I still am a subscriber to Mission Mercantile's emails. After I bought from them the one thing I wanted and was looking for almost a year ago, I'm still looking at their emails. Their subject line pulled me in though. So what are you putting in your subject line? What are you saying? This grabbed me and it created curiosity that I had to open it right now. I was like, what is this? And not only did I open it, I loved it so much that I shared it with my team. I was like, this is very smart the way it's laid out. This email told a story. It brought me from each element of the story to another element of the story. So let me unpack this for you. And I'm going to try to figure out how I can put this email in the show notes because I'm telling you what it is, but I want you to see it. So when I opened the email, it is a very cool picture. And this is, I don't know if it's stock photography, but it's just a rugged man outdoors wearing this quality backpack. It's a beautiful picture. It's really just beautifully done. And on the picture, it says, "Built for a lifetime of missions. You don't buy mission gear to keep it on a shelf. You buy it to put it through hell. Because this isn't designer leather. It's handcrafted gear that still look incredible decades from now." I don't know about you, but depending on the audience, and I fit in their audience, I am a traveler. I want something that I can put under the seat of the airplane seat in front of me, something that I can carry through an airport on my back. I'm sitting it down on the floor all the time. I'm dragging it around. I'm not looking to go hiking like this man in this picture, but I'm looking to hike through an airport or wherever I'm going to be on my travel, something that is going to last and not tear apart. So the picture spoke to me, okay? And then the text addresses the problem of the reader. It said it's a backpack built for a lifetime. We're talking about legacy. We're talking about a backpack this man is going to give to his kid. We're talking, I mean, my mom just died in January and there were a few things that she had that I now own. Well, these are things that are going to last. And so I just love the text. I love the picture. He said, "You can put it through hell." Like, that's what I'm looking for. I need something that can handle stuff. Then there's a quick call to action right there in the top of the email. I don't even have to scroll. It's in one, within one scroll of the top of the email. Right there. They're not wasting any time. That was enough for me to click shop now. That was the call to action, shop now. Well, then as you scroll, you keep scrolling down, it says, what's actually in a mission bag? Spoiler, it's a lot more than leather. And then it goes into what's in it, how it's made. They're talking about the premium quality leather, the handcrafted materials, the skilled artisans. They give you the lifetime promise and the guarantee. Y'all, I'm sold. Guess what? A call to action comes right after that. Makes sense because you've just laid it out. There are pictures of the handcrafted skilled artisans. There's pictures of the premium materials being selected. Then it says it's backed for life. Our mission, built for life, handshake promise guarantees your product for life. Just those words, handshake promise, takes me back to the days when my daddy was making a deal with somebody and they didn't have a written contract. It was a handshake. So I feel like they're speaking to an audience of, I don't want to say this because it's me, but older people. I'm a little salty about that. But they're speaking to an audience who can afford it. They're obviously employed or retired. They have the funds to pay for a premium handcrafted artisan backpack. So there it is, call to action. It says, here at Mission Mercantile, we don't cut corners from our mythical customer care to our brass hardware. It's all exceptional and made to last a lifetime. I'm sorry. That's amazing. That's just screaming my language. That's speaking directly to me. And then when they start saying things like mythical customer care, I laughed out loud. This email made me laugh because they even have it trademarked. There's a little TM next to mythical customer care. They've trademarked it. Their customer care is so good that it's mythical. People can't even believe it. It's unbelievable. And I believe that unbelievable customer care because I experienced it myself.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss offers real solutions backed by real experience. Simply put, it's shop management software that works your way. When customers are in the lobby and cars are on the lift, you don't have time for a learning curve. That's where ShopBoss comes in, with profit-boosting features that work the way you need them to right out of the box. From built-in DVI to robust, customizable reporting, ShopBoss makes everything about running a shop work more smoothly. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can enter the era of totally paperless payments. From text-to-pay, remote payments, and consumer financing options, to compliance, surcharging, and now even offering PayPal and Venmo options. Everything is built right into ShopBoss. Plus, everything is backed by a fantastic support team with one goal in mind, your success. Be the boss with ShopBoss. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy.
They also include testimonials. Here's a testimonial from someone. I'm more than pleased with my purchase. The attention to detail is simply incredible. It's absolutely stunning. This bag is worth every penny. Remember how they said that in the subject line? By the way, it's one of those things that just makes me really laugh so hard when you go to a comedy show and the comedian tells you a joke and then they refer to it later on. They're doing this email. They told us not cheap, but worth every penny. And so they're pulling the but worth every penny out of their customer testimonial. You get what you pay for, says Jerry in Alabama. By the way, when time you say Alabama, I have to say go Tigers. And that's just because I live in Louisiana and that's just what you say here, even though I'm a lion, not a tiger. I don't know. Y'all, sorry. This is a Kim sidebar conversation. Listen, we're going to get back to this. It says, don't just take our word for it. And they give you the testimonial from Jerry in Alabama. And then what? Another call to action? Shop now. That's like four shop now calls to action. They finish it off with this charming, psst, hey, psst, like they're giving you a secret. Mark your calendars. Our biggest event ever starts November 13th as one of the few on the list. I'm probably on the list with a massive number of people, but they're telling me that I'm one of the few. Maybe I'm on their VIP list. Probably not, because I only bought one thing from them. You'll get early access before the rush of Black Friday. Matched with a deal bigger than Black Friday, you don't want to miss it. So they're telling you about their Black Friday deal coming up. And then the call to action there is get on the list. Upon clicking the link, you'll be redirected to our homepage. You'll receive a confirmation email shortly. So they're telling me, click here to get on our special VIP Black Friday list. They're learning to segment their email list is what they're doing. Finally, they go over their differentiators at the bottom. Just a very subtle, very simple, almost in the footer of the email. The differentiators, they refer again to their mythical customer care, remarkable products, remarkable promise. There's also a one line there that is a focus on being American made. They know their audience. They definitely know me because I am big about trying when possible to shop from American made companies. But it says right here, handcrafted in our own North American shop. I love that. Now, you know what? I also know that one of their places is just across the border in Mexico because I sent my backpack to their location in the United States and they were very frank with me and they explained and they said for the repairs, we're sending it across the border to Mexico. Now, with all the tariffs and everything, I don't know if they still are doing that, but I don't even know why I'm talking about that. The point is, I've just told you the story of this email. They also have their social links to at the bottom of the email. But this email just grabbed me with the subject line. It captured me with the problem. It resonated with me because I remember that being the problem that I was looking to solve. It told a story. It lured me in. I clicked from curiosity. I didn't buy because I've already bought from there, but I did click. And I did shop and I looked around and truth be told, I actually made a note of a couple of possible Christmas gifts that I might be purchasing. So that is definitely a good thing. But what they did was they nurtured me and they caused me to not unsubscribe. I made a decision to stay on their email list. And then, like I mentioned earlier, I shared this email with several people and now I'm talking about it on a podcast. Y'all, I'm one of those people. So somebody is going to lose their mind right now. I'm one of those people that keeps my inbox empty clean. If I ever look at my email inbox and I can't see white space at the bottom, I get a little itchy. I need a scratch. I need some medicine, which a lot of people probably already agree with that I need some medicine. But I like for my inbox to be kept clean and short. Otherwise, I get a little freaked out. I've kept this email in my inbox for a week. I held on to it and I've probably clicked on it two or three times. So here I am recording a podcast about this email because I want you as shop owners, if you want to stay in front of your customers, you want to stay top of mind, email them. Do you need to email them every week? No, but I think once a month is great. What are you putting in that email? Are you drawing them in? Are you unpacking a story? Are you talking about your differentiators? What makes you different? Are you talking about, you know, if you are one of those shops that you're expensive and you know it, people complain about how expensive the shop is. Well, there's a way, and here's an example to explain why you are not cheap. They're proud of it. That's their subject line. Not cheap, but worth every penny. I'm sorry. I think that paying a professional to keep me safe on the road is worth every penny. This is a superb example of know, like, and trust. They're helping me get to know them, their product, their process. I like what I'm seeing. I like that they're American made. I like that they have mythical customer care. And I trust them because of all those things and the way that they unpacked the story in this email. Don't sleep on email, y'all. Stay in their inbox. Stay top of mind. Nurture the relationship. Know what metrics it is that you are trying to improve. It might not be that you care so much about clicks. Clicks are great. I want them. I want them to click and make an appointment for sure. However, staying in front of them and open is sometimes just the win. Sometimes just the impression of them, of it just showing up in their inbox, keeping you in their mind. So look at your metrics. Are people unsubscribing? When are they unsubscribing? Why did they unsubscribe? Email can be a great tool if used correctly. This was a short podcast. I just wanted to take a advantage of this. You know, I used to be a teacher and we call this a teachable moment. Just wanted to grab that email and just share it with y'all. I'm going to keep it in my inbox for maybe until like January 1st. I'm going to leave it in here. I'm going to star it. And if any of you want me to forward you this email, email me, kim@shopmarketingpros.com, and say, I want to see Mission Mercantile's email. And I will send it to you because I just think it's that cool. If you have any other topics that you want us to talk about, if you have questions, we will record a podcast just for you. Might call you out unless you tell us not to. So send us your podcast episode ideas at podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. And as always, friends, if you are not in the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind group on Facebook, you're missing out. I'm just going to say that. FOMO should be grabbing you right now. You should be like, what is happening over there? It's happening over there. So you should go over to Facebook and do a search for the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind on Facebook. Please follow us on Instagram and also on Facebook, and email us those podcast questions or topics if you have them. So thanks again for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. There are some other great shows on the network, and you can find them all at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, or this is the best, on the free mobile app, which you can find on the website to listen ad-free. Tune in for another episode next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email. You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.